CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Author of Loving From Your Soul, Shepherd Hoodwin, live today here on Fire It Up with CJ. Very happy to have him. We are in our final segment, so we'll get things right back over to CJ.
Welcome back, everybody. So today, again, we have Shepherd Hoodwin, who you can find his books, Loving From Your Soul, Creating Powerful Relationships, both on Kindle and Nook. And information about his upcoming books on summerjoy.com, his website. So it's been a deep conversation, man. You are not a light guy.
You're well, lighthearted. Maybe next time we'll talk about my humor book, Enlightenment for Netflix.
Oh my God! It's like I think I'm still digesting. It is. It's like eating like a dense chocolate cake, where it's almost like you can't get enough of it. But it's like I can tell my brain is saturated with all these ideas. This segment was going to be about self-love, which I think is a lot about what we were talking about in the last segment as well. So in your book, you have a passage that says, when you are loving yourself, you're loving others, and that love doesn't differentiate between the love you give yourself and the love you give others. And I found that interesting. And then you said, loving yourself has vast ramifications. It's not simply a way to increase your effectiveness and enjoyment. It's your primary means of coming to know the force that activates the universe. It's profound. I'm telling you, you're a deep guy. What does it mean? I know it's an important, and I should know what it means. But what does it mean? Again, it's something in my heart that I know is important. Like, I need to figure this out because it's profound, but I don't know exactly what it means. So help us kind of break this dense chocolate cake into its raw ingredients.
Okay, all right. Well, the cocoa is love. And there's a lot of false dualities set up in the world. For example, people think that if I'm going to really take care of myself and love myself and treat myself well, that means that I will have less time and ability to take care of others. So let's say you're a busy mom and you spend a lot of time taking care of the house and the family's needs, and you know you need some me time and you need to go, you know, like go sit in the bathtub for a while and sip a glass of wine, and the kids are knocking at the door saying, you know, mommy, where's the Cheerios? And so it seems like there's this big conflict between loving yourself and loving other people. Mm-hmm. But it's in that example, it's not really a conflict between loving yourself and loving others. It's really just a logistical problem. So if you think of it in terms of how can I make sure that the kids are taken care of and I still get to take care of myself, there is usually a way to do that.
Give them the Cheerios before you take a bath.
Right. Or maybe asking someone else, hey, would you watch them for a while or whatever. Right. But logistics aside, there is an infinite amount of love in the universe. And so loving yourself, having a genuine self-esteem because you know yourself to be a being of love, does not make less love for other people. You can love infinitely. You can love every single being in the universe by being in touch with your own reality as a being of love. And so, you know, you may not like everyone. You know, probably you're not going to like people who are mass murderers and do, you know, horrible things or even things you strongly disagree with. And yet you can still see them from love's eyes, which is they're playing a part in this universe. They're having their lessons. They're making their mistakes just like I'm making my mistakes. They are growing in love, even if it's very slow, they are, and so am I, and I honor their right to exist. I may not allow them to exist in my immediate vicinity, because that doesn't work for me, but I still respect their validity, that they have a right to exist, and they have a right to make their choices, and I have a right to make my choices, and I don't need to hate them in order to enforce that. I can love them unconditionally, but just keep them at a safe distance.
Mm-hmm. This is going back to the inner door thing, isn't it?
It is.
It all leads back to the inner door.
Yeah.
Right, because in order to get to the place that you're describing, you have to have a really open inner door. You know, you have to do, as you were saying earlier, to have gone down a spiritual path, to opening up to the beauty of your nature. And I don't know how to do it. Like, I could do as you suggested, to open up the inner door of my heart. I can walk out in nature. I could always ask myself if I'm doing in the best, and, you know, if I'm doing something in the highest and best good of myself and others. I do that all the time. See how it rolls off my mouth. So, I mean, I think that I can do that, but it's hard. I say it in my head, and then I try to do it in reality. But how does, I mean, so I guess it's really spirituality. That's how you open up your inner heart, right? By doing
spirit. There are people who are not consciously studying the spiritual path. They don't read the spiritual books. They don't have a practice. And yet they are very loving people.
Mm-hmm.
And a person can be a very conscious person without having explored these kinds of issues on a conscious level. Mm-hmm. The key is immersion. So I find that if I spend too large a proportion of my hours being immersed in unpleasant things, dealing with stressful things, not enough time reminding myself of the beauty of life, I can get sucked into the undertow of the craziness of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good for me, and it's not good for others. And so spending the time, whatever works for you, to get enough rest, to have time to play, to have time to contemplate, to just make some space in our brains for something other than just survival, mm-hmm. is really important. And for some people, that means reading a little bit every day in a book like Loving from Your Soul, just to remind us of what love is, that it is the reality. Because we live in a world that is very dense. The world of humanity today is just full of a lot of blindness and ugliness and malice. And if all we do is read and listen to the news and hear people ranting with their negative spiels, it's going to bring us down. You know, we only have so much room in our brains. So it's not that you can't listen to that stuff and be loving, but if that's all you listen to, it's going to be hard to maintain the space for the love to emerge from within. So whatever spiritual practice works for you, and you probably know some things that already work for you.
Yeah, and actually, unfortunately, we have to wrap up. But I think that the main thing is to tune into some of those positive things. And I love that. I so cherish this time. You have been fantastic. My heart feels already lifted. Just listen to this radio interview several times. That should be uplifting. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for being here. And thank you, Brandon, for subbing in. And have a great weekend, everyone. Next weekend, we're going to be talking about spring and new beginning. So join us next week when we start our new month of spring.